This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Indiana University put new security procedures in place this weekend in hopes of preventing disruptions at graduation this year, but that didn't stop pro-Palestinian protesters from getting their message into today's commencement ceremony. From member station WFIU, George Hale reports.
Ahead of graduation, officials at Indiana University announced a ban on attendees bringing signs, flags, placards, and banners into the football stadium where the undergraduate commencement ceremony is held. The announcement followed the arrests of more than 50 protesters on the Bloomington campus in recent weeks. As students filed into the stadium, a small plane dragging a Palestinian flag began circling overhead. The banner also included a message, "Let Gaza Live," a slogan featured at ongoing demonstrations on campus calling for divestment from Israel. A second plane arrived soon after, this one carrying a banner with a different slogan, "Divest Now, Witten Resign." That sign is referring to Pamela Witten, IU's president. Students and faculty groups have condemned her handling of the protests. For NPR News, I'm George Hale in Bloomington, Indiana.
At least 25 people, meanwhile, have been arrested for trespassing at the University of Virginia after police fought with pro-Palestinian protesters there. The protesters refused to remove their encampment from university property. Several crucial witnesses took the stand this week in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump, including a lawyer who negotiated deals in the center of the case against Trump. A former Trump White House aide also testified, as NPR's Ron Elving tells us.
On Friday, he sat rather impassively while his former communications aide, Hope Hicks, a longtime member of his inner circle, testified at the call of the prosecution. And there was one point where she teared up and she was granted a break in the proceedings. Now, Hicks has not been seen as a hostile witness or a vengeful former employee by any means, but she was called to talk about how worried Trump was about these tabloid stories and the political harm they could cause him.
Testimony will resume on Monday in a Manhattan courtroom. Investigators are still trying to understand why a cargo ship lost power and crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last month. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, the legal fight over who will pay to replace it is already underway.
The owner of the cargo ship known as the Dolly is trying to use a 19th century law to limit its liability to the present value of the ship and its cargo. That's about $43 million, just a small fraction of claims that could eventually reach into the billions of dollars. But legal experts doubt that will work because there are big questions about whether the ship was seaworthy. In video footage of the incident, the lights of the Dolly flicker off and on in the moments before it struck the bridge for reasons that are still not clear. The National Transportation Safety Board is expected to release its preliminary investigation results later this month. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. 3-year-old thoroughbred Mystic Dan is the champion of the 150th Kentucky Derby, edging out Sierra Leone and Forever Young this afternoon. Louisville Public Media's Giselle Roden has more from Churchill Downs.
Mystic Dan won the Kentucky Derby by a matter of milliseconds. It was a photo finish that almost ended in a three-way tie. Thousands of fans fell silent, waiting for the final call to name the winner. Mystic Dan finished the 1.25-mile race in just over 2 minutes and 3 seconds. It's the second win in as many days for jockey Brian Hernandez Jr. On Friday, he won the Kentucky Oaks with 3-year-old filly Torpedo Anna.
Still hasn't sunk in. You know, it's unbelievable. We came into the weekend thinking we had really big chances both Friday and Saturday, and then to just have the horses pull it off for us.
The last time a jockey won both races was in 2009, when Calvin Burrell took the Oaks Derby double. For NPR News, I'm Giselle Roden in Louisville.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says he hopes a portion of Interstate 95 that was closed Thursday after a fiery crash destroyed an overpass will reopen on Monday. Workers have demolished the bridge, which was severely damaged when a gasoline tanker truck involved in the crash caught fire. The road is the major artery that links New England and New York. Reports in Russian state media say that Moscow has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on a wanted list maintained by that country's Interior Department. It's not clear, however, from the database just what he has been charged with. Ukraine, meanwhile, says Zelensky's inclusion on the list shows Russia's desperation. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.